This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest by way of telephone is Eric Morey. I'm speaking to him at his office in Tiberias, Israel. And you are provoking me to jealousy, Eric. You told me what your eyes could gaze on from your office. Would you describe that again?
As we speak here, Sid, I'm looking out over the waters of the Sea of Galilee on the waterfront in Tiberias. And these are the waters that Yeshua walked on. This was the center of his ministry. And I have the privilege of not only living in this area, but actually working right on the Sea of Galilee. We have floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the water in our place of business here.
And, of course, I was in Israel this past Passover, and both Eric and his wife, Terry, graciously invited my wife and myself to have lunch with them and a few friends. And I had a chance to see the original artwork for the Zechariah prophecy calendar, which we're making available this week and maybe even for a longer period of time. It actually is a 16-month calendar that starts in the month of September. For those that don't understand, why did you pick September to start?
Well, this calendar combines the traditional Latin calendar, which we all know, with the Jewish calendar. And every day of the year, you can see the month on the Jewish calendar, the year on the Jewish calendar, the day of the week on the Jewish calendar, and the day of the month on the Jewish calendar. Now, in the Jewish calendar, the traditional celebration of New Year's, what they call Rosh Hashanah, in Scripture it's called the Feast of Trumpets, occurs in the month of September. It's a different day each month because there's a different cycle of the Jewish lunar calendar than the Latin solar calendar, but it usually falls sometime in September. So we wanted to start our calendar around the time of the Jewish New Year.
Describe for our Mishpucha, since I have it in my hands, and I've seen the original artwork, and of course, what is this printing process? Because it's so beautiful, it's glossy, and you really have done a good job on capturing the colors on the printing.
Well, Sid, the calendar has two main qualities. One is that we've commissioned a very, very highly trained artist from Russia, trained in classic painting, to create 12 paintings to illustrate the prophecies of Zechariah. And every month, there's one of these incredible paintings. And I thank you for what you said about the printing, because we've gone to great lengths to make sure that the printing is the very highest quality. And we have very good printers here in Israel. We have some very good printers. This is all produced and printed right here in the land of Israel. And so each month has got one of these incredible paintings combined with the scripture that it illustrates in English and in Hebrew.
Do me a favor. Turn to the one that has Zechariah 8:23, because I just love that scripture. And it says, 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And describe that artwork.
Well, it's a group of men, 10 men, dressed in the garb of all the nations of the world and the different racial groups of the world, from Asia to Africa to Europe to America. And leading the way is a man, obviously a Jewish man, because he's wearing a yarmulke, a kippah, and he's wearing a tallit, a prayer shawl. And he's wearing, his prayer shawl is very long, because 10 men have to take hold of this skirt, or the word skirt really refers to his prayer shawl, to his tallit. And so, and there's a light coming down because we asked our artists to include God's glory, represent God's glory in every one of these paintings. And in this painting, it's coming in from the upper right and shining on this man. And we're not saying that the Jews themselves are holy, a holy people, but that they have a special calling from God. And God is with them in a special way. And we believe that there will come a time at the end of days when the nations of the world, all the nations of the world, will recognize the calling and the unique character of the Jewish people and their special relationship with God, and that they will then want to follow them because they realize that their following them is the way to go to God.
And explain to me what they might find in the first month of the calendar, and it is a 16-month calendar. What would be there that would be helpful for them?
Well, the first month is the month of September 2002. And
now, why did you start with September?
Well, again, because that's the Jewish New Year, falls in September. So our calendar starts in September of 2002, but because the Latin year goes through December, so this is a 16-month calendar that goes all the way through December of 2003. It's covering both the Jewish year and the Latin year completely. So in the month of September, the month of September happens to be a very important month for the Jews in terms of their festivals. It's the fall feast. It starts with the Feast of Trumpets, which is also called Rosh Hashanah or New Year's, and then the Day of Atonement, 10 days later, is the most solemn and holy day of the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur in Hebrew. It's an incredible day here in Israel. In Israel, on Yom Kippur, nothing moves. There's no cars on the road, nothing. You can walk down the middle of a highway, walking across the road, and you don't have to fear about any cars coming because no one drives on Yom Kippur. It's an awesome day. And then 5 days later, you have the Feast of Tabernacles, which is an 8-day festival. It's the most joyous festival on the Jewish calendar. And generally, this year, for example, it starts on the 21st of September on the Latin calendar and goes through the 29th. And it's the time when Jewish families build a little booth out in their yard or on their balcony and have dinner out there under the stars and remember the time when they were wandering in the wilderness and they had no homes and they were living in tents or booths. And it's also a harvest time, a festival harvest in the fall season, filled with incredible meaning. Now, each of these holidays has special scripture portions that the Jewish people all over the world read on these holidays, and we've listed those scripture portions, both from the Pentateuch or the Torah and from the Haftorah or the writings and the prophets, so that you can follow every day, every holiday, and every Sabbath. Also, we have special Torah readings, the Torah readings that the Jews all over the world and every synagogue are reading on that holiday or on that Sabbath. You can read along with them.
I mean, what a way to identify with Jewish people. And these readings are from the Torah, which is the first five books of the Old Testament, and the Haftorah, which is the prophets. But for in every congregation, a traditional Jewish congregation for centuries, they've been reading these same passages. And if you really want to understand what God thinks about these festivals, these are great passages to read. But you also have a description of each festival and a commentary about each one.
Well, because these festivals are described in the Bible, in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament, in various places. And for each of these major Jewish festivals, there's nine of them, we have a description in the beginning of the calendar, the opening pages of the calendar, a whole two-page spread about what these holidays mean, where they began in the Old Testament, how they were celebrated in the New Testament time, and many of them were, most of them were, actually, and then and are mentioned in the New Testament, and then how they're celebrated by the Jewish people today, and also kind of a sense of what the spiritual significance of these holidays is for the believer, for the Jewish or the Messianic or Gentile believer of today.
Now, why did you pick the book of Zechariah to illustrate?
Well, Sid, because I think it's partly just a heart thing. But, you know, I'll tell you the truth. The reason I picked Zechariah is because one scripture in the prophecy of Zechariah, which is Zechariah 12:10, and this is one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. I mean, there's many powerful scriptures in the Bible, but this is one of the ones that moves me the most, and especially living here in Israel among the Jewish people. And I see that Zechariah says that one day they will look upon me. Now, it's so interesting, Sid, because if you look in verses 1 through 3 of chapter 12 of Zechariah, you see that God is introducing himself as the creator of heaven and earth and the one who put the soul of man within him. He's saying, I am God, the creator of the universe. This is who's speaking. And then he goes on to speak, and then when he gets to verse 10, he says, God, the Father, says, they will look upon me, whom they have pierced. God was pierced. I'll tell you, when I show this passage and with the painting that illustrates it, the Jewish people, and I've got it here in English and Hebrew, and it's unmistakable. You cannot mistake the word in Hebrew for the pierced is dakaru, and it means, you ask an Israeli Jew what that means, and he'll tell you, well, it means like if you take a sword and run somebody through. It means that kind of piercing. And so when they see that God himself is saying that he was pierced, I say, well, when did that happen? When was God pierced? And they don't know. They have no answer. They are dumbfounded. It's one of the most powerful witnessing scriptures in the whole Bible. And then he goes on to say, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Can you imagine that day? That day will happen in this land when these people recognize the one whom they have pierced as the only son, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son and be in bitterness for him. But it will be the day of salvation. Finally open, the veil will be lifted.
But, you know, it's so prophetic. Of course, it's called the Zechariah prophecy calendar. But what it's describing, you can see the ingredients before our very eyes taking shape. For instance, in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3, and it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. Now, you live there. Aren't you a little concerned that all the nations of the earth are going to gather against you?
Well, it is a little scary, I got to admit, you know. And one of the scariest things of all, Sid, is to think that when it says all the nations of the earth, I'm sure that when God says all, he means all. And so that would therefore include the United States of America.
We're out of time. Zechariah calendar, available for you, $15 postage paid. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Blow a trumpet in Zion.